Hey, everybody, this is Alex Merced from alexmerced. Well, actually, it would be alexmercedcoder.dev. Okay, and I thought I would do another mention of that whole situation, do an episode, just one so that way you guys can avoid the issue that I've just gone through and also kind of know what would happen if this situation happens to you and how little recourse you may have. So I think I mentioned that in a previous episode that I lost my domain name, alexmercedcoder.com. Okay, so let me explain what happened. Okay, several years ago when I first started getting into web development, like I was just like, oh, I'm gonna go register a new domain for like my portfolio page, and I was watching some coding video and they were promoting this host, GPD host, and I'm like, okay, that sounds cool. I will use discount code. And I signed up, and at first everything was fine. It wasn't quite what I needed. It was just like your standard cPanel hosting you can get from like a GoDaddy or from HostGator or Bluehost. It was pretty much sort of like in that category. What I was really looking for was just more somewhere where I could like run Python scripts from and whatnot. But I had already paid, so I was like, okay, let's make the best of this. So the years go by and everything's fine. Then I realize that I'm getting double charged. Okay, that I have been double charged for 2 years. And what happened was that I at some point somehow two PayPal authorizations were created. So basically, there's these two reoccurring payments on my PayPal account happening twice. So I bring this up, I file like a support ticket, and they add a credit to my account. I cancel the authorizations. One, also because I plan on like moving off of GPD host at this point, because I feel like a little unhappy with the overall like quality of service and some other issues that have come up along the way. And so then this year, technically, that credit was supposed to be applied. I get an email telling me that credit applied and that my domain was renewed for through 2023. So I never get a notification saying anything about like a domain expiring. Never do I get an email like this. Then I find out from a student that my domain name has expired, that my website was down. So I go take a look into it, and apparently like my domain had been expired for like half a month. Never notified about it. Instead, I got a notification reaffirming that my domain had been renewed, that the credit, because I had overpaid, so technically I had paid for this, basically went through. So then I contacted customer service, and essentially like everyone kept telling me like, we'll get back to you, we'll get back to you, get back to you. And to this day I still have an open ticket and no one's addressed the issue. So that happened. So then I go, okay, well, I need to figure out what's going on. So I look up like, okay, well, who's in possession of this domain name right now? So what I find out is that technically GPD hosts, so this is apparently going to be true for a lot of hosting companies, that they don't really sell you domains. That technically they are resellers. The actual registrar is a company called like Enom or some other company, but in this case it's Enom, Enom. So I contact Enom. I'm like, Enom, one of your resellers like screwed me over. And they're just like, yeah, there's nothing we can do. The domain is now in the hands of GoDaddy, and specifically GoDaddy Auctions. So then I contact GoDaddy Auctions, and GoDaddy Auctions says, oh, too late, we've already auctioned off the domain name. So somebody else now owns my domain name. And I'm out of luck, you know. So I'm in the process, still in the process, seeing if there's any kind of recourse that I have, because technically I had paid for that domain name. I have proof. There is no reason that domain should not be in my possession. But again, just so you are, I want you guys all to be familiar with the story once, so you can take care of yourself, and then to know, be careful. So bottom line is generally like any new domains going forward, I'm purely purchasing off Namecheap. I've never had any problems with Namecheap. I like their pricing. I like their back end. Technically, GoDaddy didn't do anything wrong, so I'm not gonna rush to move all my domain names off of GoDaddy. They were given a domain name, they had auctioned it off. They're kind of put in a tight spot. But still, this is not the way things should go, and I understand like mistakes happen. But at the end of the day, like there is a huge flaw, and like there should be some effort to like, make me whole, like this is not good customer service. So bottom line, people shouldn't do business with GPD host. And I'm hoping Enom listens to this, so maybe they stop allowing GPD host to resell domains through them, if this is going to be how customers get treated, that they can lose their domain name so easily because of a flaw in their system, not in the actions of the actual customer. So yeah, so this episode's not really anything insightful, just me sort of ranting and venting over a situation that has me Fairly angry. So you guys have a great day and enjoy. Thank you all. I'll talk to you all later. I'll see you next week.